Leaders at the University of Alaska Anchorage are grappling with a staggering drop in enrollment. The number of students signing up for classes fell by about 10% this fall compared to the year before. That's the biggest decrease in enrollment in at least the past two decades at UAA, and perhaps ever. Alaska Public Media's Tegan Hanlon has more about what led to UAA's shrinking student body and what happens next.
Bruce Schultz has never seen a drop in enrollment quite like this. He's UAA's Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs, and he's noticing fewer students in UAA's parking lots and in its dining hall this year.
It's significant for us. It's one of the largest declines that we've seen in the last 10 years.
UAA's enrollment fell by about 1,500 students this fall, a nearly 10% drop compared to the year before. For almost a decade, all three of the state's public universities in the UA system have struggled with shrinking enrollment. But a one-year drop of this size is particularly striking. UAA Chancellor Kathy Sandeen says it became apparent this summer that fewer students would show up in the fall, defying projections.
We keep a dashboard of our admission and enrollment data, and everything was green. We were expecting a banner year for fall of 2019. And then in July, all those indicators turned red as fewer and fewer students were enrolling.
A number of factors were at play here. First, university regents voted in April to eliminate UAA's initial teacher preparation programs after they lost accreditation. Then came the summer state funding battle, sparked by the governor cutting an unprecedented 41% of state funding for the University of Alaska system. In response, university leaders warned they'd have to erase degree programs and shut down whole campuses. In the middle of all that, thousands of Alaska students also learned there was no money to pay for their college scholarships. Sandeen says it was a chaotic pileup of issues during a key time for UAA enrollment.
So we had many, many questions from students. And during portions of the summer, we didn't have a lot of good answers for them. We tried to assure them that, you know, there still would be substantial programs offered in Anchorage, hang in there with us. But, you know, some of them chose a wait and see approach.
Sandeen says it's important to remember that many UAA students are older than the traditional college student. They're often working while they're earning their degrees, and many are the first in their family to go to college. A lot of them also wait until July or August to enroll in classes, she says. Kian O'Brien is one of the university students who nervously watched the budget back and forth play out in the news this summer. He had just finished his freshman year at UAA studying music.
I honestly had no clue what I was going to do. I was working like three jobs over the summer trying to save up for school. I had plans for the fall, and that was sort of all turned on its head. I started looking at transfer options in June, July-ish.
But O'Brien says it turned out he didn't have enough time to transfer out of state. So he's still at UAA this year, but he's leaning toward leaving at the end of the semester. Even with the smaller state budget cut agreed to and scholarships going out, O'Brien says staying at UAA just feels too risky. He worries about continued funding cuts decimating his program. Some of his friends are already gone.
Which is really unfortunate because I love UAA. I love all the opportunities I've had here. I love the people here. And so it's sort of like I don't want to leave, but I sort of have to.
Meanwhile, UAA has to adjust to a smaller student body. This fall, the university offered about 15% fewer classes. Smaller enrollment also means UAA expects to be down at least $5.5 million in tuition and fees this year. That's on top of its slice of the state funding cut, nearly $12.5 million. Sandeen says UAA is currently reviewing its programs to inform where to cut spending. So are the other universities.
Right now, we're still in somewhat of a period of uncertainty. And I understand where people are coming from, but working as hard as we can to turn this around so that we continue to help people fulfill their dreams. That's what we're here for.
Sandeen says UAA also continues to invest heavily in recruiting new students and retaining those already enrolled. In Anchorage, I'm Tegan Hanlon.